Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned into the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today, Dr. Heiss and I will be talking about something pretty disgusting, something that will give you the heebie-jeebies, something that will deny that you will deny is a part of your family and your family's life, something that you don't want to hear about, but it is something that everyone needs to hear about, parasites. So our blockbuster special this week will be HCL. It won't help you get rid of parasites that you already have, but it will help keep you from getting new ones that are attached to the foods you eat. If you buy two or more bottles of HCL, you get 25% off each bottle. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email your order or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That email address again is cf@healthline.yahoo.com. Dr. Heiss, thanks for joining this week's gross edition of Central Florida Healthline.
Thank you.
So today I'm going to start off with a list of symptoms. So I want everyone to pay attention and see if it sounds like anything that you or any of your loved ones are currently experiencing. Some of these symptoms would be pains in the chest or heartburn that's not associated with food. A gurgling sound that, again, is not associated with hunger. Sore, swollen breast, flu-like symptoms such as coughing, wheezing, fever, food allergies, itching around the anus, especially at night, losing weight, but you still have a pretty hearty appetite. There's anemia, asthma, autoimmune, for children, bedwetting, bloating, blood in the stools, chronic fatigue, Crohn's disease, depression, digestive problems, diarrhea, excessive nose picking. Pay attention to that in your children, along with teeth grinding, feeling full in the stomach, lots of gas, headaches, feeling hungry all the time, immune issues, inflammatory bowel issues, constipation, itchy skin, joint muscles, aches and pains, loss of appetite, low back pain, nausea, anxiety, rash or itching of the skin, restless sleep, including sleep disturbances, stomach aches, feeling toxic, vomiting, slow, steady weight gain, history of food poisoning, ringing in the ears, memory loss. Dr. Heiss, did I miss anything?
Well, I just happened to think of one, and just a young boy up in Maryland that I just talked and texted the parent this morning, and he had a head injury with a head fracture from a garage door closing down on him when he was 2 years of age. And he immediately, within a matter of a couple months, started showing obsessive compulsive behaviors and difficulty with repeat physical habits. And now, of course, he's 9 years of age and it wasn't getting any better, wasn't going away. They couldn't find anything. And so we went ahead and treated him for parasites because of the head trauma weakening the body. And he's been 5 weeks into the parasite treatment program. And she just texted me this morning. She says he's already making good, good progress. So neurological problems.
Wow, that's
definitely
awesome.
Definitely neurological problems. Yep.
So let's talk about the definition of a parasite. It's an organism that lives in or on another organism at the expense of that host. And usually it competes for nutrition. The size of a parasite that can range from very small microscopic amoebas to very large intestinal worms that can grow to be many feet long. This is actually a very fascinating subject for me. So last night I decided to Google the longest parasite found in a human body. Dr. Heiss, do you know the answer to this?
No, I don't.
Do you want to make any guesses?
Although. Probably, what, a foot and a half?
Oh, goodness, no. I can tell you that the answer will send, this is from experience, the answer will send a teenage girl running out of the room while screaming in horror. So they found one over 108 feet long.
Wow.
And, you know, for those football fans, that's 36 yards in length. So, but if it makes you feel any better, if you're still listening, two-thirds of the parasites that are typically in a human body are microscopic. So, but you know, even though people are living longer, they're not living healthier. And there are many factors that contribute to this decline in health. But parasites are probably one of the most overlooked causes. In fact, the World Health Organization categorizes parasites as among the six most harmful diseases that infect humans. There are thousands of species of parasites that can infect humans, and our bodies can host more than one at a time.
Yeah.
You could actually have a chronic parasite infection that secretes such low levels of toxins over such a long period of time that there's no obvious symptoms that are produced. And over time, these toxins really stress out the body and cause a variety of health problems. Dr. Heiss, most of the people listening are thinking that this show doesn't apply to them, but how common would you say this is?
Anytime you get into chronic disease, chronic unwellness, you can just about guarantee that there's going to be a parasite infestation. And just as you said, it's hard to be able to see an exact this for that effect, but they're there. They cohabitate along with other problems in a chronic unwellness condition, any kind of a chronic disease, it's almost without exception that there will be, because of the weakness in the body, there will be the cohabitation of these parasites, different kinds.
Yeah, I know they used to say that 80% of the population has some form of parasites,
yeah.
But most holistic practitioners will actually tell you it's probably closer to 95, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, more surprised if somebody doesn't test for them than I am if they do.
Yeah.
So the majority of the people in this country, they still think that parasites are a third world country issue. But actually in 2014, CBS News reported that even the CDC warned that parasites are plaguing millions of Americans. So Dr. Heiss, let's inform everyone how it's possible to get parasites in the first place.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
It can be from a number of different sources and seemingly harmless. I was just talking briefly a little bit about people who love dogs,
mm-hmm.
and they're very affectionate with them, and they'll let them kiss their face,
yeah.
or kiss their lips, and it's just inevitable that that's going to be a very, very strong likelihood of being able to pass on these ova and these parasites, because naturally it's almost universal amongst animals. So we can get affected from animals, but also food and water sources, uncooked meat, such as rare meat, beef,
yeah.
poultry, pork, uncooked raw seafood. People like raw oysters, clams, and sushi, and these are usually carriers, as well as unwashed fruits and vegetables. So what are we talking about? Just about anything.
Yeah.
You know, including water, contaminated water, swimming in water that's found in lakes and rivers. So our bodies are vulnerable to this infestation. And there, as you mentioned earlier, there's a whole slew of different types of species of these parasites. So it's not any one particular protozoa organism.
Yeah, and and our pets, you know, they get on our furniture, you know, up on the couch. Some, if you've got a cat, they get on tables or countertops, yep. or people allow, you know, their pets to sleep in their bed. Fecal oral contact due to improper hand washing is probably, you know, a big one also. Surprisingly enough, living or traveling in warmer, humid climates, so Florida, swimming in lakes, rivers, creeks, oceans, again, Florida, working in a child care facility, especially if you're dealing with infants that you're changing diapers or potty training, insect bites, those can do it too. Sexual contact. So, usually if a husband has it, a wife or vice versa. Yep. Inhaling dust or molds. You know, a lot of people don't realize they can get it that way. And I see a lot of landscapers that are in the dirt. You can actually pick it up through the skin. Food poisoning, of course. Fruits and vegetables, like you said, that are not thoroughly washed. But, you know, what a lot of people don't realize, especially those that come from other countries, they will use what is called night soil. And the night soil is basically a really pretty word for human feces that is used as fertilizer. Yeah. You know, people that are infected food handlers, you know, people that prepare your foods in the background in restaurants, if they've got poor personal hygiene, those that put their hands in their mouth. You know, you think of children that are either sucking their thumbs or young ones that put everything in their mouth. Or if you see people that bite their nails, there's horrible amounts of stuff that lives under those nails. And then, of course, you know, antibiotic use. That just kills all the good guys that's in there.
Yeah.
So it's just very important for us to understand and be aware not only of how they spread, but the sources of potential infection so that we can try to avoid them. Dr. Heiss, what is it that parasites actually do to our bodies? How what are all the different ways that we can be affected by them?
They are very toxic, and of course they breed thousands and thousands of daughter cells. You know, they just breed at a high rate. So if the body, if the person is not really eating very, very good, they're getting a lot of infestation, the body becomes weakened, a little bit more vulnerable to these organisms, and then they just continue to rapidly multiply. Am I answering your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know they, you know, people with reduced immune systems, they tend to be more vulnerable to them, and it just seems to affect them and get them more sick as time goes on. In the U.S., diarrhea caused by intestinal parasites is the third leading cause of illness. You know, and then, of course, toxins interacting with the neurotransmitters or blood cells, they can cause mood swings or skin irritations. I know with myself, when I had to have you help me find a parasitic infection because I told you I was starting to feel the depression again, and I was concerned that, oh no, I feel like I have to go back on medication. And you said, no, something's going on. And we checked, and sure enough, I had parasites again. And as soon as we started working on that, all of that went away.
Yeah. They do. They have an effect. They're in a lot of the organs of the body. I know you probably want to talk about that, but they do create such a toxic load that when it backs up into the system, the effects of the toxins can affect neurotransmitter activities in the brain, but it can also affect other critical functions in other organs and glands as well. So when you look at the disease, you know, we've been taught to think, well, let's treat the disease, but why is the disease there?
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about. If you go back to finding the underlying cause, a lot of times there's complications with these diseases as a result of a infestation of parasites. This is such a critical player, and it's largely neglected because we go off to, we're sort of chasing after the high blood pressure or the diabetes or some sort of an organ gland dysfunction. But the question is, why? And many times when you get into these chronic diseases, it goes back to a parasite infestation. It is so common.
Yeah, and I am currently reading a book, and the name of this book is called This Is Your Brain on Parasites. It talks about how these tiny creatures can manipulate our behavior and shape society. And, you know, it actually shows that there's a link to schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And parasites that will end up getting into crossing over into the brain. So very fascinating how much it can affect you, but they can also cause you to have food cravings, correct?
Oh yeah.
So yeah, typically you'll see it with parasites. Your food cravings will be sweets or carbs or processed foods. And then if you get into like the liver flukes and stuff, they'll actually cause you to crave animal protein. So someone that's trying to turn into a vegan or a vegetarian, they're having difficulty with that because of that craving being so strong.
And you mentioned flukes. There's different types of herbs that we can use that will kill these organisms, protozoa, mm-hmm. flatworms, pinworms, flukes, the different types of parasitic organisms. And there's different types of herbs, fortunately, that we can use that will be non-toxic. It'll be very, very helpful to be able to knock these things out. And I know you're going to want to be able to explain to our listeners how you find these organisms.
Yeah.
Because when you typically do a purge or a stool test, be it a purge or a specific lab procedure, they oftentimes are completely overlooked because they are so microscopic and they have to be large enough to be able to see in a stool sample, and they oftentimes are not.
Yeah, and with the stool samples, there's, you know, certain protocols that you actually need to follow. Most of the time, they'll just get one sample and send it off to a lab, and they'll look at it under a microscope. They don't Yep. see anything swimming by, so they throw it away.
Yep.
Again, there's over thousands of species of parasites that can infect humans, but only about 40 to 50 of them actually have tests available to detect them.
Yeah.
And then most labs, when you send them, will truly only check for about two or three different species. But if you do it properly, it should be done right around a full moon because that's when they're more active. And they should take three separate stool samples from three different days. And the lab needs to watch that over a period of a week because these parasites have their own cycles, so they need to watch that and see what changes. But most of your labs are not equipped to do this. So therefore, you know, people will see a very high number of false negatives when they have it done.
Yeah.
But even according to the American Medical Association, parasites are only correctly diagnosed 16% of the time.
Yeah.
So 16% is not very good.
Yeah. It is so difficult to find these things. So I want you to be share with our listeners too, as you do, how you can find these things, because there's a very accurate physics-based way of being able to detect these organisms.
Yeah, there is, and we can use QRA to see if you could benefit from taking these herbs that are known to kill off parasites. I can't say, you know, positively, yes, you have parasites, but what I can say with the QRA testing, as we get to different areas and it shows that it wants that particular nutrient,
yeah.
and our formula that is historically shown to kill off parasites,
mm-hmm.
you know, then we can definitely assume that is probably the case.
It's the same procedure that you use to be able to measure the function of other organs and glands and be able to use a herb, which goes back to Genesis 1:29, this shall be your food, to be able to not only strengthen the body, make it healthy, but also these herbs, Ayurvedic herbs, botanicals, are capable of resonating in certain frequencies that are very lethal to these parasite organisms. They don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, you don't have any side effects by using this material. And over a period of 60 days, 90 days, you can effectively completely clear out parasite infestation, and then along with that, begin to repair these organs and glands that have taken the hit because of that.
Yeah, and what, you know, there's no organ or tissue that is immune from their infestation or from their toxic waste products. So, yeah, they can migrate and move to different organs and glands. They're not limited to just the digestive system.
Right.
So, in fact, you have even seen them in eyes.
Yes.
Didn't you have somebody?
I did. One dear lady, Christian lady, who was in... She really had some health problems when she came to see me. These organisms were relatively large, so it was easy to be able to see, but they were crawling out of the eyes and the nose and the ears and the mouth. And it took us about 3 months, and we were able to finally get rid of them all. And she had other complications with her health. Obviously, this is the only case that I can recall where I could see the parasites. Now, you and I both have experienced patients who will come to us and say, you know, I noticed since I started this treatment, not only have I been feeling better, but also I noticed in the stool these little guys.
Yeah.
So not all of them are microscopic.
And
so sometimes they can see these things.
Yeah, I had one lady call up one day, and she's like, you're not going to believe what I saw. It was red and furry, and it looked like an alien. And so, yeah, we get all kinds of reports. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and they get into other, as you said, not just the intestinal tract, but they get into different organs. You get the flukes, which is a type of parasite. And everybody's heard of liver flukes, but they also get into some of the other organs that can have an effect on the immune system, such as the spleen. They get into the pancreas. What does the pancreas do? It helps to regulate blood sugar. So you get into problems with various levels of dysglycemia or diabetes and different types of complications from the pancreas not working correctly, too.
Yeah, and they can actually cross over into the blood-brain barrier also, which is scary. Yeah. So, yeah, if you've got them in the eyes or the sinuses or the ears, then that's very close to the brain. But, you know, also keep in mind that depending on the type of parasite, they can lay thousands and thousands of eggs each day.
Yeah.
So when you consider that many of them can live in the human body for decades, and they're releasing millions of cells and eggs and waste products over the course of their lifetime, you know, it's hard to believe that parasites don't have a huge influence on our health. But, you know, it's easy to attribute, you know, feeling ill to other causes because it can look like 100 other conditions. For instance, last year, if you remember, I was having heart palpitations. And my heart tested fine, and I was already taking support for my thyroid, but come to find out, I had liver flukes. And as soon as I started to take the herbs that would, you know,
knock them out,
you know, the heart palpitation stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the past, I would have gone to my doctor, and it has happened. I have done this, gone to my doctor with the heart palpitations, and, you know, they check the heart's strong, here's a pill to stop the palpitations, you know, but it still, once you stop that pill, then the palpitations start again. But getting rid of those starts making a huge difference, and people usually see a difference almost immediately. So if doctors do find them, typically they'll use anti-parasitic drugs, but the drugs are designed, each different drug is designed to really only kill off one or two different types. But then you've got the eggs that they laid that can come back and start hatching once you're done with that medication. So one of the things you want to think of is that if your health problems persist, you know, think parasites. The longer they're in your body, the more likely that there will be some kind of damage.
I have a gal, she's a patient up in Bristol, Tennessee, and she couldn't figure out what was happening, but she was losing weight. She lost over 100 pounds. And she started out at maybe 250. So by this time, when she contacted me, she was not able to work because she was so weak and lost so much weight, had difficulty eating, and no appetite. When she did eat, she had difficulties and symptoms. And so She's up in Bristol, Tennessee, so I went ahead and put her through a 30-day treatment just to begin to increase absorption, and she started feeling better. Now we just started the parasite treatment, and she's already noticing another level of improvement. And eventually, she'll be able to get her job back and go back to work again. But right now, she's not even been able to work for several months. There's so many ways in which these parasites can affect a person's health. So I think it, if I have anything to say that would be a recommendation, I would say get the QRA test.
Yeah.
Because that is a physics-based way of being able to measure whether there's organisms in the body, in the different various organs of the body. You can test those different organs and see if there is parasites. And if there is, you've got a botanical, which is non-toxic, and it can start to knock these things out and really make a major, major improvement in person's health.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Hayes, thank you so much for your insightful input on this very disturbing but necessary topic. And a big thank you to those that continued to listen to today's topic on the all-new Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys of Heiss Health Clinic, and you can find me in Winter Park on Howell Branch Road. A reminder, our blockbuster special this week is the Premier HCL. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660 or email me your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges. Make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off of your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com or find us on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.